Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Keith Drumright. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Henderson moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is hit by the pitch. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Heath and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kingman, and towards Gross, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 0-for-1 in the game. Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to third for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley bunts towards the mound. Barrios juggles the ball. That's an error on Barrios. Heath moves to third. Drumright moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. Drum Wright moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drum Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gross strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Armas reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Armas moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 0-for-2 in the game. Drumright takes first base on ball 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drumright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kingman, and towards Stanley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gross strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Murphy scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-4 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard throws to second for one, and Almond throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.